the Life Changing Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
Michael Williams. And that's our host. Happy New Year, 2021. Wow. You know, I really haven't said Happy New Year to a lot of people. Like, I haven't been around a lot of people, but the very few people that I've had an exchange with, there is always something that comes with it. More than any other year, there is something to be said about let's hope for this, or I hope it's not. And so I'm so excited that we have Frank Dunn as our guest, because we're going to talk about forecasts. And interestingly enough, on this show, we've talked about doing a Life Changes After show. And actually, we've done it several times where we get to ask questions of the guest or the musical guest, or potentially talk a little longer and let them share more of their stories and experiences, teaching, learnings, etc. But one of the things that we've never done, actually, is the pre-show where potentially a conversation like the conversations that I get to have every single show with every single guest before the show, which are so fascinating as well. So, for example, today's guest is no exception, in that we had a fascinating conversation a couple days ago, and we're not going to get to talk about everything that he said, but he did say, I said to him, you know, in conversation, if we had known if we had been able to listen to the stars or hear about the stars and the alignment and all that from an astrologer like yourself for 2020, could we have done things differently? And he shared how we could have. So what's important is not what we could have, but what we can. And I learned from that moment, and I thought, okay, this is a great conversation of what can we do for 2021 to ensure so much good as much as possible for all of us. And so that'll be a conversation we have with our guest, Frank Dunn. A little later, little later on in the show, our musical guest, Justin Michael Williams, will share his inspiring story and music as well, all on the Life Changes show at home, our very first show of 2021 after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Host, and I am online with our producer and co-host Mark Lejeure.
Wow, you know, we've said Happy New Year on this show, what, 11, 12 times now? And never before has it been even a fraction of as changeful as this year, 2020, going to 2021, is. So looking forward to tonight's show and the rest of this extraordinary year.
Indeed, and our show is titled tonight, Stepping Across the Threshold into a New Paradigm. And to help us step across that threshold, we have a professional intuitive and astrological consultant, actually so much so that he's been doing this for like 30 years and he's been featured in all the big networks, and he's on the Life Changes show tonight. Let's get right to it. Welcome, Frank Don, to the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you. Happy New Year. And am I correct in saying Happy New Year?
Why not? Especially if we keep in mind that term or that phrase of extraordinary.
Oh, okay. All right. So, well, let's jump in. You heard what I said about our conversation of had we been able to hear you and take advice that you had given and other astrologers as well. It seemed like there was a consensus, and there seems to be a consensus today. So let's talk about what the year ahead could look like in brief, and then we'll talk about how we prepare for it.
Well, one of the things that we're looking at during this coming year, and we certainly saw it with the winter solstice, and we had what is referred to as a great conjunction, the coming together of two planets. That was Jupiter and Saturn coming into Aquarius. We've all heard about different ages. And basically, we are indeed moving out of one age, i.e. the Piscean age, coming into the Aquarian age. This is going to be happening more and more as we come into our technological revolution of this information age during this coming year. So it's going to be very exciting, mind you, but it is also going to continue to be fairly disruptive.
Okay, so what are some of the exciting things that we can look forward to?
That we are indeed moving into a whole new normal. We had an indication of it during the lockdown back in the winter-spring period. We saw some of the technology that we're going to be utilizing, especially in days ahead. Some of that was associated with virtual instruction, with children learning at home, online instruction. We also saw it with, say, the banking system, whereby there's more of an interest in what is referred to as blockchain technology, also cryptocurrencies. So we have a lot of shifts going on in that regard. We had it with telemedicine, whereby our visits to doctors were more online. So again, the whole realm of technology is becoming more significant. Even the idea of telecommuting, whereby a lot of us had to work at home. Well, it's interesting because certain corporations, they were concerned that the productivity would really lapse by people not being in the office. But what they found was quite the difference. So I've heard of a number of corporations that are not going to go back to the old normal of people coming in Monday through Friday. They may come in maybe 2 days a week, but a lot of the work will continue on the telecommuting. So it's really, again, these technological tools that can be incredibly positive. But of course, there's always a downside.
Well, actually, yes, it's interesting that you answered that to my question of so, you know, what can we look forward to? Like, what's the upside? So for a lot of people that I know, what you just shared can be all negative. And for that matter, can be used against people, right?
Well, I think there's certainly some truth to that. I mean, all we have to do is go back to, Space Odyssey 2001, Stanley Kubrick and Arthur Clarke's Childhood's End book, whereby, we talk about how, say, computers, how artificial intelligence can, in a sense, get the better of us. And certainly one of the changes that we're going to be seeing as we move forward is that we're moving out of a labor market and coming into utilization of technology, robotics, et cetera. Now, one of the things that we experienced during this whole, you know, virus situation was indeed the idea of stimulus checks, or kind of the beginnings of the universal basic income, which has been tried in Stockton, California, also tried in Finland. So the whole idea that we may indeed not need as much labor as much as drawing upon technology, and that too is also a double-edged sword.
So I am kind of curious now what the disruptive part is, if already this is a bit disruptive, although it could have a positive side to it, and in your opinion, it does and will. What's the disruptive part?
We're really having this battle of old and new. You know, people are going to try and create an old normal, shall I say, and then secondly, you certainly have the idea of, you know, the governments or, again, authorities and their imposition, whether it's lockdown, whether it's regulations, whatever it might be. And yet the energy that we're moving into is going to also accentuate individual freedoms, individual liberties. So there's going to be a clash between the individual and the collective, or if you will, the individual versus, say, you know, this idea of the powers that be.
So people would react against this, revolt against this? How could it manifest the disruption?
Oh, I think there can certainly be elements of protest, and then secondly, a lot of people are going to say enough already, and they may decide that they don't want to necessarily, quote, be locked down or have their businesses closed. I mean, you're already seeing that in a number of different areas. Up in New York City, you know, one of the bars that wasn't in the right block, shall I say, and they had to lock down, whereas, again, virtually one block away, they could be open. Mm. So there's this element whereby people are saying, you know, I'm being squashed by these regulations, restrictions, and not going to take it anymore.
You know, I'm curious, do you see any surprises, like you hadn't forecasted this, or it wasn't in the planets before, or nobody had seen it? Is there any surprise that in what you're seeing in the planets for 2021 to you?
I think one of the main, quote, surprises will indeed be how this Saturn-Uranus square that's going to be going on throughout this year is going to be operating. And again, it's this element of, quote, old and new. So we may find that some of the surprises may be in the forms of technology. Some of it may also be in regard to governmental institutions. I mean, I happen to feel that we're in a very revolutionary time frame. And again, it's going to be interesting how it acts out, mind you, or how it plays out. But, you know, certainly, again, there's going to be, if you will, heightened conflict. Now, one of the things to kind of recognize is that this is an incredibly dynamic period. So it also allows people to do an element of, quote, transformation on an individual basis. And that's one of the things that I found in regard to this time frame of the lockdown, especially during this past spring period. You know, either people went on spiritual retreat and really got their act together, and really, whether it was meditating, whether it was looking at their life purpose, whatever it might be. But a lot of people made an element of, quote, ascension or transformation during this lockdown period. Other people were totally, overwhelmed by the fear-mongering and basically were pacing the floor. So you've had these two extremes of people, again, taking accountability and responsibility for their own personal evolution, and then other people that are just kind of waiting for Godot or wanting other people to kind of take care of it.
Frank, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly where I want to start when we come back, because for both factions, it's not as simplistic as two storylines, but if we take those two storylines and say what could the people in this faction do, and what could the people in this faction do in 2021 that could serve them and humanity going forward. So I look forward to that conversation with you, Frank, when we come back. We're talking to Frank Don, our intuitive professional intuitive and astrological consultant, who's on with us today. And a little later on, we're going to have our musical guest, Justin Michael Williams, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am host Filippo Voltaggio, and we're online with our guest today for the first show of 2021, appropriately an astrological consultant. And that's appropriate, too, because he's consulted with not only people one-on-one who you would know, but also major corporations, governments, and what have you, news networks and all of that. And he's with us today. Thanks to an invitation by our friend and business partner, Tess Cacciatore of Global Women's Empowerment Network. So, Frank Don, you have predicted a lot of things in a very accurate way, and I'm assuming this is partly from the stars and partly from your intuition somehow, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay. So when you're sharing with us of what you see for 2021, it comes out of both of those kinds of experiences, right?
Yes, it does. It does. And, you know, the main thing is for people not to get afraid as to what's unfolding. We're going through a major paradigm shift. You know, we're moving out of the linear sequential reality of beginning, middle, end, and we're moving into an asequential reality, which, you know, is things can happen in the most unexpected and inexplicable manner. But it also opens up the door to what we would refer to as magic and many miracles, things happening in the most serendipitous type of manner. I mean, these are exciting times.
So right. So for the person who's not used to actually, I think the way you put it that I really liked, you said normally we're used to something having a beginning, a middle, and an end, right?
Correct.
And so that, you're saying expect
mindset, and that's the old reality.
And so how might it be different going forward?
That again, things are going to be happening without necessarily that beginning, middle, end, but rather, if you will, process. So, you know, certain things may be contributing factors to a certain unfolding, but the unfolding may not be what we might assume it to be. And that's where, you know, two of the key characteristics during this time frame for each one of us is flexibility and adaptability. Rigidity, you know, there's in Taoism, there's a saying, bend like a reed or break like an oak. And that it's almost like an incredible mantra for each one of us to utilize on a daily basis.
So those of us who had potentially lives that were bendable, let's say, or mindsets that were bendable or worked within a creative aspect, this period of time, it sounds like you're indicating they might have gone deeper into that versus the person who had a structured job and a structured mindset and everything needs to be this way and should be that way, that they had a harder time in 2021 and will continue in 2020 and will continue to have a harder time unless they learn how to adapt, bend.
Exactly. You know, that again, there are changing parameters. You know, we've already seen it during this, you know, this 2020 period, whereby life is not the way it had been, and life is not going to go back to the way it had been. On the contrary, it has the opportunity of almost doing an exponential increase as far as where we can be far more, quote, creative, far more expressive. That's where some of the technological tools come in, that will have these tools. I mean, to me, it's kind of mind-blowing that if you want to write a book, you can do so without necessarily depending upon a traditional publisher. If you want to do music, you don't have to depend upon a traditional music production company. So, I mean, the opportunity for the creative self-expression for each one of us is exponentially increased and will be continuing to do so as we move forward.
Well, we're going to talk more about that creative expression in just a moment, because that sounds like it's a key aspect of the future for all of us. But before we do, so the people who had more of a rigid lifestyle or mindset, say we go to college, we get a degree, then we work for a company. And though this hasn't happened in a long time, it's a crude example, but work for a company and then we get the gold watch and that's the end, right? So that definitely won't be existing in the future. What can those people do to help them move from that mindset?
They basically have to take off the blinders and work with peripheral vision. So let's say they were involved in a particular industry or market sector. Well, that market sector may have really shifted and changed in and of itself. So they need to kind of consider what their actual talents are, what their skills based upon experience as having developed expertise are, and how they can utilize that in perhaps different either formats or different market economic sectors. So again, it gets back to adaptability.
So the irony here is I know a lot of creatives as well. So one would think that they had an easier time, but so much of what was how the creatives got paid, which wasn't so much necessarily for many of them, but even the ones at the high end of it, so much of that got shut down. So they were in many cases just as confused or frustrated or having hardships.
Oh, I think that's true, you know, and that's unfortunate. But again, you have, if you will, the corporations or, again, the production companies versus the creatives. And that's always been an issue, mind you. And yet, you know, like I said, finding the formats and then finding how to monetize. I mean, one of the things that I find interesting, I don't know the actual name of it, but this guy who has something like sportsbar.com, he's been concerned about the small businesses, and so he's doing almost like a GoFundMe of raising money for small businesses. I mean, I have the feel that increasingly people are going to have to draw upon each other as a community and not so much dependent upon, say, this corporation or this government or anything along those lines. So in a sense, we become more human and more connected. And I happen to feel that people on a very deep level are incredibly good. And I've certainly experienced that in my life situation, the goodness in individuals. And I just happen to feel that we're going to have to kind of reformat how we monetize situations. And again, with the recognition, like I said, that during this past spring period, the idea of starting almost a universal basic income is something that's going to be considered. And one of the candidates for president, Andrew Yang, had talked about, you know, a monthly stipend or a monthly income for people, basic income.
So creativity has come up several times, and I know it's a key point. Why is creativity so important?
Because in moving into this Aquarian age, we're going to really get through it by its opposite sign or its complementary sign, which happens to be Leo. And Leo really does talk about creativity. Now, that can be creativity of the body as far as children, but it can also be creativity of the mind, or if you will, the children of one's, well, creative children, if you will. So again, it's that element of each one of us drawing upon our talents, expressing our talents. Yes, indeed, we have to figure out how to monetize it unless we come up with some type of basic income. But it's really going to be through the creative self that, again, we can come more and more into this, quote, new age and this paradigm shift. And again, with the recognition that, you know, the sense of limitation is kind of a constraint of the mind. It's something that we've been bought into. Whereas in actual fact, there can be incredible bounty and abundance. That can be true both in regard to agriculture. It can be true in regard to utilization of heat and air conditioning. I mean, some of what we can do as far as free energy is going to be kind of mind-boggling, especially seeing how all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, but increasingly there's an interest in, say, the work of somebody along the lines of Nikola Tesla.
Where a while back, not such distant past, people didn't know his name, and that people that talked about him and the possibilities that he created and others like him were considered crazy or conspiracy theorists or what have you.
Right. And that was, again, the hype of, say, if you will, the corporations that were looking at for their bottom line as far as creating, as far as, say, instead of creating a win-win situation.
So you were sounding very positive, and you still are in your sharing. And I said, how do we assure a positive change for 2021? And you gave some great bullet points.
Yeah, I think the main one is indeed, you know, people kind of recognizing that they do have talents, finding those outlets for those talents, whether they're monetized or not. But again, you know, it's almost like really coming into full flower. And then secondly, to take off the blinders and to recognize that we have come into, or that we are crossing this threshold into this paradigm shift, whereby things don't happen necessarily by our solely making them happen, but in a sense, by our being in the right place at the right time, that things can happen in the most, quote, magical or miraculous type of way. And they're only magic or miraculous because they're beyond our kind of understanding.
So what were you saying about the victim mode or victim mentality?
People have to kind of watch. I mean, you know, on one level, this whole fear-mongering that's gone on during this year, I find it, you know, I just kind of shake my head because it's really hurt a lot of people. Even the response in regard to this virus situation has really damaged a great number of people. And, you know, people have been, if you will, they've been compliant. They've done what they were supposed to do, and yet at the same time, there's still this kind of squeeze on people. So it's really essential for people to kind of not feel that they have to be anxious or concerned. And, you know, one of the worst things, mind you, is indeed the fear. It takes away from the, you know, the strength of the individual or the physical strength. The immune system is weakened by all of this fear or anxiety. And so we need to look more on the positive level as far as what the benefits or what the opportunities that might come forward that may not have been there, you know, say a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Well, when we come back, we don't have a lot of time together, but I'd like to expand upon this quote that you said to me, Frank. As individuals raise their vibrations, they raise the vibrations of the planet. So when we come back, more with our guest, astrological consultant Frank Dawn. In our next segment, we also have our Ask Dorothy question. And after that, live music with our musical guest, Justin Michael Williams, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Our guest is a professional intuitive and an astrological consultant. He has worked with so many, has so much to share, and he shares it all over the place. And you can mainly find it at frankdawn.com, frankdawn.com. There you could also learn of his books that he has written on several different topics, actually. He has a newsletter you can sign up for, and he, I believe, offers... don't you have some of your predictions for the different astrological signs for people to peruse on your website, Frank?
Well, I have forecasts both on a weekly basis, monthly basis, and seasonal basis about, you know, what I see going on.
And there is that. And so he's also available for scheduling consultations, and you can do all that at frankdawn.com. So Frank, to your quote, which I love so much about raising our vibrations and why.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, whether you want to call it the power of prayer, the power of intention. You know, when people put their energy towards, quote, the good, shall I say, and raising the vibration, it has an impact. You know, and that's one of the things where a lot of the corporeal form, of the physical form, you know, there is what is referred to as aura. Our energy goes out beyond our physical form, and our energy, especially by means of thought and intention, goes out into the universe. So that's where, again, it's so important for us to kind of keep a fairly high vibration so that it raises the vibration of the planet, of, if you will, the societies, etc. I mean, I feel that we're right on the threshold of what we would refer to as a golden age. That we can indeed have, quote, paradise on earth. And I know some people will think that's kind of flaky, but in actual fact, the technology that's being developed, if we will stay conscious and utilize a higher consciousness as far as the greater good, we can certainly raise the vibration of not only us as individuals, but also as far as nature and the planet itself. So, yeah, I have a little bit of difficulty with people who want to wring their hands about how bad things are. I think it's far more important to look at the opportunities and the positive elements.
And where does community fit into this?
I think that's really key. And the community doesn't have to be, you know, being physically located, because our community now, and especially by means of a technology, we can reach people across the world in almost like a minute or less of time. So again, the sense of community is really important. But that's where, again, individuals who are expressing their individual selves, they don't have the same element of either competition or comparison, but rather they're kind of marching to their own drummer, beating their own drum. And so consequently, again, there's not that same type of energy. So again, it's individuals who are kind of really expressing themselves, and consequently a group of people coming together whereby there's an appreciation of the unique talents of each one that will, again, really raise that sense of both the community and then, like I said, even the planetary vibration. You know, there's a saying, as above, so below, but what people forget is that there's also that flip side, as below, so above. And that's why it's so important for us to, again, raise our vibration so that the universe itself can also be in a more harmonic type of situation or energy.
So, Frank, you made a reference, and we're coming to a close here, but I think it's important to stock market psychology, fear and greed, that people are driven by fear and greed. If that was the old, what is the new reference for that you might give us?
I think it's a type of thing of looking at opportunities around every corner and an appreciation for all the blessings and the bounty that this life offers. I mean, I do, you know, one of my primary works is in regard to energy. You know, my book on color was about energy, of color, of frequencies. My book on earth changes was about different, say, energies, you know, whether it's geophysical, earthquake, volcanic activity, whether it's atmospheric. But again, everything is, quote, energy. And so consequently, you know, there can be a bounty for all of us, shall I say, if indeed we could kind of take off those blinders whereby I need to get it before somebody else gets it. You know, that sense of almost like envy and competition. It's an old mindset that hasn't served us well.
Mm. Well, Frank, you've been doing this for a long time. And I imagine that either at the beginning or somewhere in the middle, that if this is such a big change, that you've been seeing this for a while. And I bet that maybe it's fallen on deaf ears or been open for criticism at times. Do you feel that this is finally a culmination of what you've seen, or are people more starting to listen or get it?
I think more people are getting it, and that's where, you know, none of us like the element of the lockdown, but boy, it was an incredible opportunity. Like I said, a lot of people went into spiritual retreat. They either, you know, they learned a new skill or they developed a talent, but again, they had a lot less, quote, distractions and diversions, and had more of an opportunity of really focusing in on what they would consider to be quality of life, quality of living. So I think as more people, you know, quote, wake up, shall I say, what we're likely to find is that, yes, indeed, there's a higher vibration. And then secondly, again, even though there's going to be the battle of Yule, you know, those people that want to be in control, that want to kind of be in control of other people, a lot of that is just going to kind of wash away. But like I said, yes, we're still in some intensely disruptive times.
So I was taking notes both in our conversation earlier and now, and I was trying to sum up one of the things you also shared is going forward, embrace our talents, our abilities, support others, actually, and support those that beat to a different drum, right?
Exactly. You know, each one of us, I mean, we're a unique individual entity. That's one of the beauties of astrology, is that, again, we get to see the, if you will, the mandala of that individual. You know, we don't cookie cut. We see, again, that individual creation that has, you know, incredible talents and opportunities. Yes, certain challenges, mind you. That wouldn't be life if indeed we didn't have certain challenges, mind you. But we don't have to be thwarted by them. We can utilize them as kind of a, if you will, kind of a trampoline to get to another level.
Nicely said. Frank, Thank you so much. Again, he did mention his books. There are several books available on his website and where books are sold. He has a newsletter you can sign up. You can schedule a consultation and read or listen to his forecasts, astrological forecasts, all at frankdon.com, FRANKDON.com. Once again, Frank, thank you so much, and a happy new year to you.
You as well, Filippo. Enjoy the change.
Love that. Enjoy the change. Oh, we might have to use that. Thank you, Frank.
My pleasure.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Sam from Houston, Texas. I have been using medical marijuana for my anxiety issues during these stressful and challenging times. Prior to using it, I was getting more and more depressed with the worldwide lockdown issue. Prior to this craziness, I traveled a lot for work, and I traveled a lot for the work that I do, and I am confined to my home and work at my desk. I am miserable and lonely and not having much fun at all, as I am now stuck at home with my family. I saw my doctor and tried anti-anxiety meds prescribed by her, and I didn't like the way I felt, so I gave them up and turned to marijuana. At first, I felt good and less anxious. Lately, I've been having unusual experiences when I smoke pot. I feel like I'm leaving my body and I'm disoriented and excited at the same time. My family is telling me I'm addicted and smoking too much, and they are concerned by my behavior. I can't imagine not smoking, as life without marijuana is miserable. If I don't smoke, I have headaches and indigestion. Is it possible to be smoking too much, and could I really be addicted to marijuana?
Dear Sam, yes, it is truly possible to be smoking too much if you're experiencing odd reactions while doing so. As for being addicted, my feelings about addiction are different than most people have. I feel that when one overdoes drugs or alcohol or marijuana or food and or even sex, what one is doing is attempting to numb themselves out instead of dealing with the issues they don't wish to shine the light on. Not only is this a time of mandated separation, this is also the time of ascension to higher levels of consciousness. Every conscious person I know is having issues that they have refused to deal with in the past. As these issues pop up, they're having to look at the things that will set them free from their past less than elegant choices. And like you and your headaches and indigestion, some are having aches and pains and physical symptoms challenging them. Some are experiencing illnesses that are very challenging indeed. And as I've said many times before, aches and pains and illnesses all begin in our spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies before they manifest in the physical. So let's consider using this downtime to uncover all of our issues that we've refused to look at. There are many great life coaches available online, and you can do Zoom sessions. A good coach can assist you in thriving during these trying times. You can also help yourself without a coach by reading the right self-help books. There are so many available that can assist you. I highly recommend Carol Truman's book, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Another great book to help you is Joan Borchinko's book, The Power of the Mind to Heal. And Debbie Shapiro's amazing book, The Body-Mind Workbook, is also extremely helpful. Sam, I trust that you will find the help you need by becoming willing to look at the issues you have chosen to ignore in the past.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Justin Michael Williams, here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention.
It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, and our musical guest is a top 20 recording artist who uses music and meditation to wake up the world. Welcome, Justin Michael Williams, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super grateful to be here today. Thank you.
It's good to have you. And actually, it's interesting. Our guest talked about people waking up, and you have a book I just have to mention right off the top. Tell us, it just came out a few months ago, right?
Yeah. My book is called Stay Woke, A Meditation Guide for the Rest of Us. And it's just, you know, one of the many tools that we can use to learn how to create daily rituals in our lives that help us become more of who we really are.
Well, I can see that we can spend more time with you speaking, and hopefully we'll have that opportunity. But today you're on as a musical guest, and it's interesting, actually, because I learned a piece of something about you that I think was it your first song that went straight to the top 20?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it was so wild. It was a song that I wrote about my grandmother.
Well, actually, you know what? Since you said that, why don't we go straight there? So you wrote a song about your grandmother. There's a story.
Yeah. So, you know, this story, it always just anchors so deep into my heart every time I tell it. It's several years ago, my grandmother, who I was very, very close to, got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and the doctors told her she only had a couple months to live. And when this happened, it was like a huge shock to our entire family. My grandma was 67 years old, which I consider young, you know, and seemingly healthy. And so what happened was I flew home to the Bay Area, where I'm from a little town called Pittsburgh, California. And I walked in the door. And when I walked in, she literally asked me a question that changed my whole life. She just said, "If you were in my shoes and you knew you were going to die in 2 months, what would you do?" And I look at her and I'm like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" And she just said, "Get quiet, get still, do that meditation thing you always talk about, and don't open your lips until you're going to tell me the truth." That's what she said. And
wow.
And I closed my eyes and I felt this roar of emotions just coming up. And I just said, I would stop every single thing that I'm doing and I would record an album. I would do music. And she looked at me and she said, "I know. Maybe I know." And, you know, I think we all have these things. We all have these dreams that we stop ourselves from. And I know I had always wanted to do music ever since I was a little kid, but I stopped myself from growing up, you know, closeted. I was a young queer kid in the closet who got teased and bullied a lot. And I grew up in a really marginalized, underprivileged neighborhood. And I think we let our circumstances stop us. And whether it's when we were younger, somebody told us you're too fat or too old or too ugly or you're not good enough. Or now we tell ourselves, well, we should have started before we had kids, or we don't have time, or we don't have enough education or a degree. You know, we stop ourselves from stepping into our dreams. And so my grandmother made me promise her on her deathbed that I would record an album. And after a lot of deep, deep internal work and overcoming my fear and overcoming self-sabotage and imposter syndrome, you know, I stepped in and put out the album, and it charted in the top 20. And my whole life changed, you know? And so even though that was one of the hardest moments that I went through as a younger person, you know, my grandmother gave me the greatest gift. And in our family, we call her Baka. And my Baka gave me the greatest gift, which is truly being alive. And now I just try to spread that message to as many people as possible through my work and my book and my music and my art and speaking.
Well, the story, your grandmother gave you a gift. You share that gift with others. The story is a gift. And now we're going to be gifted with Justin Michael Williams singing that song that he wrote for his grandmother. He's going to be singing it live on the Life Changes show. It's called Here With Me. Thank you so much. What a gift. Justin Michael Williams.
Wow, here with me. Congratulations to you. How exciting to top to top. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. to be on the top of the charts next to Britney Spears and Taylor Swift on one end, and then and you're speaking, you're along, you know, on stages with Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, Chaka Khan. I mean, that, talk about your life changed.
Yeah, you know, I really look at my life honestly, and it's a miracle. I look at my life and I think it's a miracle, you know, from growing up in a home literally with gunshot holes outside of my house to being able to live this life that I live today is a blessing. And I don't take responsibility for any of it. It's just me really showing up, you know, and now I do everything I can to help other people step into the future for them. That is a future where their possibilities are big. Yeah.
Well, we had already booked you to be on the show for our first show of the year of 2021. And then we saw you on the fifth annual Gwen Luminary Awards in concert performing. And we all said, oh, wouldn't it be great if he sang that song on our show? And here it is. And we got to have it before. I know it's going to be featured in the pilot episode of the original scripted series, My Sweet Life. So it's very exciting. So we're grateful to Tess Cacciatore for introducing you to us. And we're happy to introduce you to our audience if they don't already know about you. JustinMichaelWilliams.com is where you could learn more about him, hear more of his music. You could also follow him on Instagram and Twitter at WeJustWill, W-I-L-L. That's very clever, by the way. So because with Williams being your last name, and I'm just perfect. Anyway, we're coming up to what is going to be your second song. And it's interesting. I like what you picked. I had actually, I have to say, I'm a fan of a lot of his songs, and we posted Broken Mirrors on the website, his official video of that.
That's my favorite song on my album, by the way. Broken Mirrors is my personal favorite song on my album, too. So
it
I get
touched me. Yeah. And it would have been great. But then you mentioned this other one, and I can't deny that's a great one for this particular show. Let's talk about why.
Yeah, I Am Enough, you know, is such a powerful song. That is actually my latest release. And I love this song because what it is for me, especially as we're talking about everything on this episode that you've been discussing, is no matter who we are, no matter what color our skin is, no matter who we love, no matter how much money we have in our bank accounts or what we believe, you know, that there's always going to be that child inside of each of us that needs to know they're enough. And this song, I say, is less of a performance song, and it's more of a prayer and an intention for that child inside of each of us who just wants to know they're enough, not for what they do, but for who they are.
You know, it's interesting. I love the way you said that. I'm thinking you've been featured in Billboard and on Grammy.com and South by Southwest. And I'm thinking, how many of these publications and companies have been featuring somebody who says this is more of a prayer than a song, and may we have more of that. And thank you for putting it out there in that way.
Yeah, no, that's where it's coming from my heart, as a blessing.
Well, here is Justin Michael Williams performing live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, his latest release, I Am Enough.
Little boy, don't cry, you've been in pain, enough now. Little girl, don't hide, you're finally safe, enough. One day I'll look into your eyes, show you you don't need to hide behind disguise, no. Spread your wings, you're terrified. Don't be afraid, you're born to fly. I'm by your side. Here we go. Say, I am enough. I am golden, baby. I am enough. I am enough.
am enough. I am golden, baby, yeah. I am enough.
I am golden, baby, yeah.
I am enough.
Oh. For your heart. You are golden, baby, yeah. You are enough. So what I want you to do is imagine a childhood version of yourself. And one more round, all together, we'll sing this song as a prayer, as an intention for that childhood version of you.
You are enough.
Last time, come on.
You are golden, baby, yeah. You are enough. Last time, we're gonna go till we are enough. We are enough. We are golden, baby, yeah. We are enough. This is our moment.
We are enough.
This is our time. We are enough.
We are golden, baby, yeah.
We are enough.
We are enough.
No.
We are enough.
We are golden, baby, yeah.
We are enough.
I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter who you love, no matter what's going on in your life, that you are enough, that you are worthy, that you deserve to live in the fullness that is your birthright.
We are enough.
Last time.
We are enough.
Nice. Wow. Perfect song for the show, for the year. I am enough. You are enough. We are enough. Thank you for putting that out there. Justin Michael Williams, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to share with you all in this way.
Oh, my goodness. Our pleasure indeed. Again, JasonMichaelWilliams.com is
Justin
where...
Justin Michael Williams.
What did I say? Justin. What yes. I'm sorry. JasonMichaelWilliams.com where you can learn more about him. And his music's there. All his book is there, Stay Woke, A Meditation Guide for the Rest of Us. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more coming from this guy. You could follow him on Instagram and Twitter at We Just Will, WILL. Again, Justin, thank you so much. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
And so a big thank you to Justin Michael Williams and a big thank you to Frank Don. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. And Happy New Year. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.